Hello, I'm Gina Christian of OSV News, and you're listening to our OSV Newscast for Thursday, August 28th, 2025, the Feast of St. Augustine of Hippo. A little about today's saint. He was born in the year 354 in northern Africa in what is now modern-day Algeria, and he died there in the year 430. He was the son of St. Monica, whose feast we celebrated yesterday, and he owed his conversion to the grace of God and his mother's long-suffering prayer. He was the Bishop of Hippo and one of the Church's most influential theologians, whose numerous works have profoundly shaped Christian thought and teaching. Pope Leo XIV is a member of the Augustinian Order, and he introduced himself to the world as a son of Augustine. At his inaugural Mass, the Pope quoted one of St. Augustine's most well-known insights, "Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." St. Augustine, pray for us. Now let's catch you up on the Catholic news of the day. Here we go. Last night, a vigil was held for victims of a mass shooting yesterday during a school mass at a Minneapolis Catholic parish. Two children were slain and 14 children and three adults were injured at Annunciation Church. Suspected gunman Robin Westman, formerly known as Robert Westman, died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. An evening prayer service was held at the Academy of Holy Angels in the Minneapolis suburb of Richfield. On hand were Archbishop Bernard Hebda of Minneapolis-St. Paul, along with his auxiliary bishops Kevin Kenny and Michael Eisen, as well as Annunciation's pastor, Father Dennis Zarin, and Deacon Kevin Keneally, who ministers at Annunciation. Family members and friends, teachers and staff from Annunciation were joined by students and staff from the Academy, as well as by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, along with other elected officials. Archbishop Hebda told those present that amid the mystery of suffering is the love of Christ, who embraces us in our pain. And he added, "The example of Mary, a mother and a disciple who knew great suffering in her own life, should give each of us courage and hope." And following that deadly shooting, a security expert told OSV News that parishes and churches can take several key steps to reduce the threat of attacks, especially since activities such as Mass and other faith-based gatherings mark a time of unique vulnerability. That's according to Craig Gundry of Critical Intervention Services, a Florida-based security consulting firm that's been providing complex risk solutions for corporations, international government organizations, schools, hospitals, and other entities. Gundry specializes in protection from terrorism and mass violence, and he said a key component is having an armed security officer to prevent intruders from accessing buildings. In addition, opaque windows and electromagnetic locks, along with leveraging ushers and parking lot attendants as security resources, are all crucial. He urged schools and parishes to move from a reactionary to an expert approach to security, since, he said, "Unfortunately, we do live in a time that necessitates that." Well, after climbing the podcast charts with Rosary in a Year, Father Mark Mary Ames of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal recently released Eight Promises of God, Discovering Hope Through the Beatitudes, a book he hopes will encourage people to see the beauty and the gift that the Lord offers us in the Beatitudes. Father Ames said it's important for faithful to explore the meaning behind the Beatitudes because, he said, "Jesus is the man of the Beatitudes, and our call is to have Jesus' own life lived in us." Father Ames called it the blueprint, the game plan, the portrait of what it's supposed to look like. He also called the Beatitudes invitations to hope, something that's so important for our times. "They offer us a way in which we can be seen," he added, "because God wants to speak his comfort to those who are experiencing the mourning of loss, those who are experiencing the mourning of maybe not being in their vocation, those who are experiencing the mourning of infertility." The book is published by Ascension, and it illustrates each beatitude in the life of Jesus Christ and others with stories from Scripture and from Father Ames' own life and ministry as a Franciscan. Anti-Christian hate crimes are rising, and experts warn officials aren't equipped to respond. That's according to a new report from Europe's top security body. The 57-nation Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, released its annual findings on August 22nd, confirming discrimination and violence against Christians are worsening across the continent. Incidents ranged from church arson and graffiti to physical assaults and even murder. Anja Hoffman, head of the Vienna-based Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians, told OSV News that religious illiteracy among Western officials fuels the problem. She said churches are forced to lock their doors outside of worship hours, while young Christians fear expressing their faith publicly. The OSCE report urges governments to strengthen data collection, victim support, and religious literacy among officials. France, England, Wales, and Germany saw the highest numbers of anti-Christian crimes last year, and Hoffman stressed that authorities must act to defend both religious freedom and open debate. And finally, two Sydney newlyweds made a memorable stop in Rome during their honeymoon by giving Pope Leo an akubra hat. The word akubra is thought to derive from an Aboriginal word for head covering. James Liu and Fiona Choi joined a Vatican audience for newlyweds back on August 14th, arriving in their full wedding attire. They surprised the Holy Father with the iconic Australian hat, crafted from kangaroo leather and fur felt, complete with an opal on the band. The couple had seen images of the Pope receiving hats before, often baseball caps, and decided to take him an iconic hat all the way from down under. Liu admitted he guessed the Pope's hat size a little too small, but said Pope Leo gamely tried it on, drawing cheers and applause from the audience hall. And Liu told the Catholic Weekly, the news outlet of the Archdiocese of Sydney, "It can't get any more Australian." He added that the moment felt both surreal and joyful. The couple said wearing their wedding outfits again felt like reliving their big day, and they were touched by the Pope's warmth and attentiveness. And Liu said Pope Leo made them really feel at ease. And that is your OSV newscast for today. I'm Gina Christian. Check out the show notes for a link to our website where you can find the stories in this episode. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast, follow us on social media, and bookmark osvnews.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
This has been an OSV News production. To learn more, visit osvnews.com.